It's an exciting morning as around 100,000 children are returning to preschool under the Early Childhood Care and Education Scheme. Our regional reporter Teresa Mannion is at one such preschool in Galway City for us. Teresa, today the beginning of the phased reopening of childcare.
That's right, Mary. There is great excitement here at St. Pat's Preschool in the heart of Galway City. The children here are availing of the ECCE scheme, which is back in action now. It's part of the state's preschool programme delivered by over 4,000 service providers all over the country. And it entitles these little early learners to free childcare, 3 hours a day, 9 to 12, 5 days a week over 2 years. Though here in St. Pat's, they're not too rigid about the 9 to 12. If the children want to be part of the breakfast club at 8:30, they can. Have lunch at 12:30, they can too. But this morning, so much excitement because this is the first time the children have seen each other since before Christmas. And I'm standing in their little garden. It's an award-winning garden at the back of the school. It was a concrete patch. Now it's a vibrant oasis of tubs and vegetable plants and pots and little painted picnic benches. And the children are all here and they'll be mucking in and helping out in the garden throughout the morning. It's not raining, thankfully. Great excitement. And I spoke a short time ago to the manager of St. Pat's, Niamh Higgins.
What we've done is we've put in place our play pod, which is where the children are all together in one group and they don't mix with the children that are in a different group. Kind of the measures throughout the day then are children are bringing their snack in a Ziploc bag, which is sanitised on arrival. We're checking their temperatures on arrival. Any toys or anything that go into the mouth, you know, are sanitised straight away afterwards. And all the materials that are in our preschool room are sanitised after each session.
And staff are wearing medical masks?
That's right, yeah. Our staff are wearing their masks. We have staff changing their clothes as well when they arrive. Lots of hand washing throughout the day and just managing the risks throughout the day.
Well, St. Pat's is a diverse multicultural preschool with nine or more nationalities here. They come from Sudan, from Pakistan, from India, Romania. Very typical of a city centre school, a broad range of socio-economic backgrounds and ethnicities. First up is Sandra Bonito, who has her four-year-old daughter, Alice, returning today. She's from Portugal.
Oh, she's delighted to be back. She was counting all the days to be back at school.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
I think Alice is very happy to be back in school, Sandra.
Yes, she is very happy to be back. It's been very hard on them to be home and isolated from their friends. So I think they've noticed that it's not normal break and they've been very anxious to be with their friends.
So do you think really it's better for children to be back in school? It outweighs any risks.
Well, yes, if the conditions are safe enough, if everything is, if all the other businesses are closed, I think the top priority would be to open up education.
You seem a little emotional this morning.
Yeah, I think it's been also hard on us, far from our family.
You haven't been home for
a long time.
And did you feel very isolated?
Well, up to a point, yes. We are used to being here on our own, but being isolated also from friends and staying home with two toddlers, it's been hard to keep them busy.
And a lot.
Yes, we live in Ireland. Yes.
So
everyone is happy to be back and back to normal routine.
Yes, indeed. Everybody is happy to be back, both parents and children. That's the overriding sense I'm getting this morning, that whilst it's been wonderful having quality time at home, particularly for parents like Kevin Gibbons from Chicago, who told me he works from home. He's had a lovely time with his son, Finn. They've got wonderful quality time together, but now they can each have their own space. It's good for the children. It's good for the parents. Everybody is absolutely ready for this return to school. But it has to be said that the government and the National Public Health Emergency Team are keen to emphasise that all phased returns to school will be monitored on an ongoing basis. But a week since the primary schools opened, positivity levels of the virus are very low.
Teresa, thanks very much. Teresa Mannion there reporting from Galway.